Our Horton Locker Room chat continuing here on KNZA tonight. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Chargers boys basketball coach. That is David Losey. It is brought to you by Union State Bank. Still one more game left in the regular season, but getting set for Substate now with the brackets being set, and we'll certainly talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, a nice bounce back after the three-point loss to Moorhill Mounts Academy last Friday. Earlier this week on Monday, you got ACCHS and a 65-28 win. Just take us back to Monday and what you like about your team's bounce back there.
Well, it was nice to play Monday instead of Tuesday, kind of stewing over things that, you know, the loss Friday. But the kids bounced back well. We played pretty well here. Did some good things, did what we needed to do to get a good win. So, and then yesterday start prepping, you know, for Friday and whatnot with Oskaloosa. And then, you know, we found, you had a pretty good idea who we're going to play in the first round. So, you know, we don't want to look ahead or anything because you want to finish the game, finish the regular season out well. And Oski's playing very well. They had a nice win last night. You know, they're capable of lighting it up. So we'll have to play very well to get a win there and then hopefully springboard on into the postseason.
Yeah, you mentioned Oskaloosa. You'll get them at home on Friday night again to wrap up the regular season. You won the first meeting 64-50, but that was January 2nd. That seems like a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Right after the holiday break. Both teams, I'm sure, a little bit different right now. But, you know, even, you know, taking aside that final regular season game on Friday, pretty much done with Substate already locked in for next week. You had such an incredible run last year, making it to the state tournament. You bring back a majority of the guys from that run, and you guys once again put together a solid regular season with still one to go. 14 wins, 11 in the league. Can add to that with another one on Friday before Substate next week, and I'm sure you guys got your sights certainly set on another run to try to get back to that state tournament. But how would you assess the regular season coming back from that run last year?
You know, 14-5 as of right now. I would, you know, I don't want to say it's a little disappointing in ways. I think we had some high expectations, but we got good teams in our league. I mean, this league is very good this year. You know, up and down in, you know, the entire league. You can't, you know, last week, I believe the number one team, Moorhill, got beat by P. Ridge, who is you know, going to be an 8th seed in our sub-state. So, you have to show up every night. You know, I felt like our defense has done a good job this year. And I'm hoping these games have prepped us for postseason because we see most of those teams. And, you know, first round game against Riverside, we've seen them earlier in a tight game. And, you know, they're a very capable team of winning our state also. So, you know, that's you hope the regular season has prepped you for the postseason.
Well, let's talk about what you guys have lined up after Friday, of course, with Substate being set for Tuesday night. You guys are the 2 seed in the JCN Substate, Class 2A. I'll tell you what, you mentioned how difficult it is. You mentioned Pleasant Ridge, who has to play in the play-in game that beat Moorhill Mounts Academy, who is the top seed in this Substate. And you guys get a Riverside team out of the Big 7, which, again, their record probably doesn't indicate how tough of a team they are. One, how good the Big 7 is, and two, just how many close games they have played in that they just have come out more times than not, you know, on the losing side of it, but their record certainly could be a lot better, you know, than 5-15. So a pretty tough draw with a Riverside team coming up Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we've played them before, and our kids know they're a tough team. And when I say play them before, we played them at the McLeod tournament in the first round. So they were very well could have beat us. It was an overtime game and whatnot. So, you know, I don't think we're going to have to motivate the kids to get up for that game. I'm very fortunate. We're fortunate to have it at home. And, yeah, it is. I mean, it's going to be a tough road for anybody. I noticed some of the other matchups, guys, teams split in the regular season, you know. So, yeah, I believe the 3-6 matchup, those guys split. You know, we played Care Paravel. We know how good they are. Going up against JCN. So there's a lot of teams in our league who's ever, or in our sub-state, excuse me, that you put 3 games together, you know, then somebody's going to get the state. So you just hope it's you.
Yeah, you're certainly good. It's going to be a tough road. And you mentioned that Riverside first matchup again. That was back on January 18th, first round of the midseason tournament. You guys able to get that one by 5, and then you played the very next night. Care Paravel, who's also in it.
Yeah.
You guys won that matchup as well. So certainly some familiarity with these teams in this sub-state. So it all gets going next week, Tuesday night, but you first got to go through Oskaloosa to close out the regular season on Friday night. That's David Losey, Horton boys basketball coach, again, presented by Union State Bank. We're finally at this point in the season, but Oskaloosa Friday, then the tournament for Substate starts on a Tuesday night against Riverside. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck here in this next stretch. We'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.